Thank you very much again for taking time out of your busy schedule to get the best information we have possible within the Timmins area from our healthcare professionals regarding the COVID-19 pandemic as it exists here in the city. We have the health unit on the line, and I believe we have Timmins District Hospital on the line, and they have updates for you today. So, Chantel, can I hand it over to you, please?
Thank you, Mayor Beery. So today, the Porcupine Health Unit is reporting one new COVID case among the residents in the health unit area. So that brings our current numbers to 60. Our new case is a female in her 40s from the Timmins area, and she is a contact of a case. She is currently at home in self-isolation. To date, we have completed, as of last night, we have completed 1,942 tests, 60 of which are positive, as I just mentioned. 533 are still under investigation. We have 43 resolved cases, and of course, we unfortunately have 4 deaths related to COVID-19. As of last Friday, we did have a total of 58 cases of COVID-19. Of these, 47% were male and 53% were female. The breakdown of the cases by age groups is 3.4% for individuals ages 19 and under, 20.7% for those who are aged age 20 to 39, 27.6% for ages 40 to 59, 37.9% for those individuals who are aged between 60 and 79, and for those over the age of 80 or over 80 and over, we have 10.3% of that age group that have tested positive for COVID. With that, we have almost half of our individuals with COVID-19 were among those aged 60 and over, so 48.2%. So this data and other data is collected on a weekly basis. We have published an epidemiology report on COVID-19 for the PHU area on our website. It went up yesterday afternoon. Over the weekend, we will update the report and publish that on the Monday. We have sent the report to translation, so it will be available on our website as well in French early next week. Maybe not for the Monday, but early next week. Again, just a little reminder about epidemiology and statistics. We do have a population of 86,000 people across our region. It does sound like a fair sample base or a fair population size to be able to do some analysis on COVID-19. However, with a small number of cases that we do have, we do need to be careful on what conclusions we draw from the information that we will be sharing. Because the cases are so small, it is really difficult to make any projections or any estimates moving forward. But the data will provide us with a perspective on what is going on in our region with COVID-19. That being said, we are trying to increase our testing as well. We continue to encourage those with mild symptoms or symptoms that seem a little unusual for COVID or atypical, as we say, to please complete the online tool on the ministry's website or to call their primary care provider or the Porcupine Health Unit. By increasing the number of tests, it will give us a better idea of what COVID-19 looks like here and inform some of our measures moving forward. So we're hoping to continue that for the next little bit. Again, just with the EPI report, just please be careful on how the data is interpreted. Right, I think I mentioned before, with a 100% increase may mean, you know, going from 2 cases to 4 cases in one community. So it sounds like a significant increase, but when you look at the numbers that is feeding that rate, it's not as significant. So just as well, just to keep that in mind. We want to thank again everyone for following the physical distancing measures and staying home as much as possible. The beautiful weather is coming. We know people are wanting to get out and enjoy, but it is very, very important that we continue to stay the course, that we continue to practice those precautions. We are putting ourselves at risk, our community, our family members, at risk if we do not continue to follow the public health measures that we have been following. They are working, but we need to continue so that we continue towards a decrease in cases rather than increasing again and maybe peaking even more. So please continue to wash your hands frequently. Practice social distancing physical distancing when you're out, so that is 6 meters apart from others. Please stay home as much as possible. Only go out for essential errands. Please do not visit family members, neighbors, friends in their homes or elsewhere. Please limit your interactions with those with face-to-face interactions with those living within your household. Do enjoy the outdoors. Go out and sit in your yard, or play a game outside with your children, or connect socially with others. But please, please continue to follow the public health measures. Our COVID line is open again today from 9 to 5, and will be open on the weekend from 11 to 3. Our assessment centers across the region are open and running, so that will help with getting those additional tests that we continue to do. So please stay home, please stay kind, and as much as possible, please stay positive. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Chantel. Next, we'll go to Blaise McNeil with the Timmonton District Hospital.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Mayor, everyone on the phone. This message is going to sound a lot like the last message, and anyway. The safety and well-being of our staff, physicians, and patients remains our top priority, and we'll continue to work closely with the Porcupine Health Unit throughout this investigation. We continue to ensure that all evidence-based precautionary measures are and continue to be implemented at the hospital. This work continues 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It is crucial that we continue to adhere to the social restrictions that have been implemented by public health to ensure that this progress continues. We understand that these restrictions are not easy, but continue to adhere to these measures will ensure that this pandemic remains as short as possible. As the province begins to look at steps for easing public health measures, we have to remember that these steps cannot be rushed. Relaxing important public health measures too early would lead to undoing all the progress we've achieved so far. Our focus remains on doing everything we can to ensure continued safety and well-being of all patients, staff, and physicians. Hospital remains committed to being there for you when you need us most, and in turn, we're asking you to stay safe, stay home unless it's for essential travel, and please wash your hands often. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Mr. McNeil. Now we'll move to the media for any questions of the Timmonton District Hospital or the Porcupine Health Unit. Okay, hearing none, then we'll move to Brian Marks with the Cochrane DSAT.
Yes, good afternoon. Yesterday we had a busy day with emergency medical services with 30 calls across the district, with 20 of those calls taking place in Timmins, 16 of those 20 calls failing screening protocols for COVID-19. At this point, I'd like to commend the paramedic personnel who are maintaining their professionalism and continue to serve 24/7. With this heightened call volume, in addition to maintaining service at the various assessment centers across the Cochrane District. I'd like to also reiterate the comments by Blaise and Chantel to say that everyone can help support our emergency medical personnel by staying at home or monitoring social distancing and washing your hands frequently. Just a reminder that the personal protective equipment drive will take place from May 2nd to May 6th from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the Cochrane District site at 500 Algonquin Boulevard East. In terms of food security, 37 meals were distributed at the Salvation Army last night, with 20 additional meals going to Living Space. Also at the McIntyre Arena yesterday, through three meal breakfast, lunch, and supper, 47 meals were distributed. The homeless numbers are down slightly, as we have had some success in housing five people brought permanently from the Northern College and Living Space sites. So last night we housed 46 people at the three locations. Thank you very much.
All right. Well done, Brian. Thank you. We'll go to the media if there's any general questions.
Yes, this is Jean-Louis Padre-Canada. I have a question for Brian. I saw that the NHTSA thing, DSAP, put out a call for more child care workers, because given the wider definition of who qualifies for emergency child care, they've seen that they don't have enough child care workers in the NHTSA thing, DSAP area. Is there a similar trend happening in the Cochrane DSAP, or is there enough child care workers as is?
As it stands, we don't have enough child care workers to accommodate the available spots, but that's a little different from the fact that we do have enough staff to be able to accommodate the current demand. So while there are many spots available in the current sites that have been opened for emergency workers, we just haven't seen the level of demand that would fill all of those spots yet. So I guess my answer is to stay tuned, that we may require more personnel, but as it stands, we have enough to accommodate current demand.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any further questions? All right, hearing none, then we'll turn to Mayor Perry for some closing remarks today.
Once again, thanks very much, and as always, the city's sincere appreciation for everybody out there that's handling this on a daily basis. Again, I would like to echo Mr. Mark's comments about the EMS professionals that are out there responding to these calls. We've had fantastic community initiatives on the go to support all of our frontline workers, and we've talked about the PPE drive that's happening tomorrow, which is great. We also wanted to highlight the fact that ECOM has donated 600 masks to Timmins frontline workers. And once again, our community partners stand up and provide support for all those that are out there. It's great to see the Youth Wellness Hub has got a chalk challenge on the go. And that's private messages on Facebook or Instagram with your address. And Ann will safely deliver a chalk package to your house. So, again, it's to help with all those that are seconded inside their residences and looking for things to do. We think this is a great thing to happen. I noticed last night in some residential areas, some kids were out on their driveways. Of course, it's being washed away again today. So it's nice to see the innovative ways that residents are taking to make their lives somewhat fun. I've got a request here for the media. We did talk about we had a shout out to those that are providing the meals, and we asked that you check the DSAB webpage to find out who they are. It'd be great if the media could do that and publish a list of those individuals, those companies that are providing these meals. They're doing a great thing, and it certainly isn't for profit. The message that I would like to, the other part of this message, of course, is that it's been a very quiet night again within the city. The residents are doing exactly as they've been asked to do in relation to following all the requests, both social distancing and groups of five and such. I misspoke the other day. I said the chief's not on the line. The chief is on the line every single day. He may not speak, but he's there on the line. And I'm relaying the daily conversations that I have to you when I speak to you at noon hour. My concern is that we're quite possibly entering the most dangerous phase of this epidemic. And by that I mean there's calls and examples of opening up the economy. So people are anxious to get at it, and they're getting antsy to get out there. And we don't want to do anything too prematurely at all. This is a disease that's stealthy, and it's obviously existing within our community. And make no mistake, it's a killer. Just as a point of reference that can underline that. In the United States of America, more individuals have been killed in 6 weeks due to COVID-19 than lost their lives in the Vietnam War. Remember that if you're tempted to have a party in your backyard. Remember that this is a lethal disease. Keep vigilant, and please keep following safe practices. Thank you very much for that.
All right, thank you, Mayor Peary, and thank you once again to our media friends for getting the news out.